A former legal counsel for the Senate Agriculture Committee is questioning whether EPA is overstepping its authority in proposing a waiver of the renewable fuel standard based on the blend wall. University of Illinois law professor Jonathan Kappas says the crux of the issue hinges on how to interpret the phrase inadequate domestic supply.
Congress's intent with the statute was to increase the production of renewable fuels. That then, you know, so it brings us back to, you know, the question of, does the term inadequate domestic supply involve simply the aspect of, can the industry produce the renewable fuel? Or does EPA's argument that, well, inadequate domestic supply can also include what is in essence a demand or the ability to get the produced fuel into the consumer's hands through some of the practical restraints or issues, the hurdles that involve that are involved with infrastructure and the fact that the bulk of our gasoline is blended at a 10% level.
Kappas says a court ruling earlier this year that overturned EPA's estimate for 2012 cellulosic ethanol production by calling it asymmetrical could have a bearing in this case.
EPA was saying that they're overestimating cellulosic in 2012 to help drive the industry. But the court says, well, that's asymmetrical because, in fact, the industry that blends it has no ability to push the cellulosic industry to produce more. And so the court kind of made a point about it doesn't work that way if what you're doing is you're telling the industry to blend it, but there's nothing there for them to blend. So a question that comes up is the blend wall, which is something that's outside the control of the production industry, the ethanol and biofuel and renewable fuel production industry, has no control over the blend wall. Is that itself something that's asymmetrical by using the blend wall then to change the RFS? And the fact that the burden for changes of the RFS fall on the exact industry that Congress was trying to increase production from. So you kind of start off with that aspect that it's going against the overall congressional intent. And by using the blend wall, which is not a production issue by the industry, does that kind of hit on this asymmetrical issue?
The Renewable Fuels Association hosted a media conference call with Kappas to highlight legal concerns with the EPA proposal, but stressed that no lawsuit has been filed over it, and they hope such action will be unnecessary by the end of the comment period. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.